That's more like it. One all onto the Gabba, as they say. Rishabh Pant, India's hope heading into this day's play. I tweeted we had to get him out early. We got him out in the first over. Mitchell Starc outstanding throughout this test match, followed by Pat Cummins himself after Travis Head's 100 yesterday. Welcome, guys, to our very quick review of a very short day three of the test match. Australia, predictably in the end, going on and winning the match. But we'll chat through some of our thoughts heading into the Gabba, some of our thoughts of this test match, and answer a few fan questions that we've received on social media as well. Nash, what are your thoughts at the moment on that game?
Like I said at the start, I didn't have much hopes from the ping pong test anyway for India. After I didn't have much hopes from Perth as well, before the start of the series. That Perth result was a surprise for me, honestly. India played extremely well, and Australia was poor, but I always expected Australia to come back. The media reaction from the first after the first test was a bit of an overkill from Australia. Australian media, it wasn't exactly that deep. India just played really well. And how do you tackle a problem like Jasprit Bumrah? You can't. Australia just got hit with the Bumrah problem in the first test. Meanwhile, in the second, they came out with a better plan.
That's the key, Nash. Better
They
plan.
left. And they left. But who knows? They may have had a good plan in the first test as well. It's just that,
Didn't see it.
The second test, I think what I'm trying to say is the second test, Indians did not execute their plans correctly as they did in the
Yes.
first test, especially to Travis Head. The first test plan was pretty clear. Bowl him on the stumps, get him on the front foot. Don't be afraid to get hit for a couple of boundaries through covers, but keep bowling on his front foot and keep targeting him on the stumps. And that wasn't there. It wasn't nothing length. All throughout, to Travis said no short length, no full length where he could sort of get double-minded. He was really good on the cut shot, on the flick shot as well, and yeah, that really shone. So I wasn't that confident anyway going into the ping ball test. And this is not just because I'm saying because India lost. You can just go and listen to the previous podcast as well. But my biggest bugbear is the captaincy, and it will still be the captaincy. A
Interesting. So,
captain's job in cricket is not like football. It's not ceremonial. A captain's job leads to something. A captain's job, and I've heard comments that, oh, it's his batting that is affecting his captaincy as well. Then that shouldn't happen. Does you
well,
know
then
you're
remove him from the captaincy then.
exactly
That's the
you're
solution. If
leading
that's
an
this
international.
excuse, if that's the excuse, then remove him from the captaincy.
Yep, you're leading an international test team. If you can't, compartmentalize your different roles in the team, then you're not suitable to play those roles, to be honest. And yes, the bowling was poor from Harshit Rana. Australia had a great plan to Jasprit Bumrah, which was just leave the balls or leave all the balls. Just
See
don't
him
get
out. However
any
you can,
runs.
just see him
Yeah.
out.
And that worked well. That worked well. He still got 4 wickets in the end, but that really worked well.
It was, what, 3 for 20 at one point, or 3 for, about
Yes.
that.
My question to you now, as an Australian fan, after this test match, is two questions. One is, are you worried about Steve Smith? And the second
Yes.
question is, okay, answer the first one. Answer the first one first.
Yeah, I am worried about Steve Smith. We talk about does he have the eye to be as good as he was over the years? The peak is gone, but can he still contribute to the team? It's just an unlucky dismissal, I thought, in this test match, but hopefully there'll be runs for him at the Gabba. I like his approach, although it's been so short-lived in the last two innings where he's not moving as much across the crease. Trying to be a little bit more still, but he's got to be weary now about the one down the leg side, because India are planning to get him caught in the down the leg side with the keeper and the leg slip side. Yes, of course I am concerned about Smudge in his form, but no thoughts of dropping him or anything like that. Give him the rest of the series, and hopefully he'll come good.
The follow-up question is obviously, what if he doesn't come good? How long of a leash does does Steve Smith get? And is it as long as what Virat Kohli got?
Yeah, it's a good one. I think it depends how he goes this series. If he's completely out of his depth and really struggles to get anything going, then we might have to look at maybe another option. It's incredible for me to
He
say
was still
that.
average 50, 55.
It's incredible, eh? But yeah, you probably go to Sri Lanka. No matter how he goes in this series, I think yeah, his ability to play spin will be different
And
conditions over
potentially the
there.
World Test Championship final.
And potentially the World Test Championship final as well. And then we'll see where we go from there. It's just a lot of cricket to be played until that point. We'll see how it goes. Fingers crossed to get some runs at the Gabba. And goes with that more still and focused approach because they're targeting his stumps clearly and down the leg side.
Now, the second question was, I know you might not agree, and we might have an argument like yesterday, but my the on it, it's an honest question because I love Pat Cummins as a cricketer. I don't necessarily agree with some of his comments in the media or the answers he gives in the media,
This is very interesting where this is going.
do you honestly think, looking at this match, he got a fifer in the second innings. I agree. Do you honestly think Pat Cummins is back at Pat Cummins's best?
I'd say so. This game has been brilliant because the.
You've seen Pat Cummins for 8+ years now. We've seen
Yeah,
his
I
best.
have.
We've
This
seen his
test match,
peak.
his pace was up, his aggression was up. Maybe not at his absolute peak best, but very good. That first innings wicket of Rishabh Pant showed me that there's, you know, Cummins is really getting back to the level that we expect him to be at because he was underdone in Perth. To not play a Sheffield Shield game in the lead up to the test was a blunder because he looked undercooked. No doubt about it. The pace wasn't quite there. The aggression wasn't quite there. And when you talk about Australia couldn't do anything at Perth because India was so good, I disagree to an extent. India were very good, but Australia had no plan Bs, no plan Cs. Look at these short ball tactics here in Adelaide. We didn't see any of that. In Perth, we're just very, very flat over there. But here, Cummins has been at his aggressive best. The ball to get Rohit Sharma yesterday. I know you said it's a straight ball, but it's not a straight ball. It's a cracker. That's Cummins at his best, and more of the same from him. And
But
hopefully,
wasn't
we'll be well
KL
placed in the
Rahul
series.
defending these balls in the first test? That was where my comment came from. Wasn't KL Rahul
Well.
defending these balls comfortably in the first test?
Oh, yeah. Carahoe was very good with leaving and defending in the first test, yes. But
That's where
Cummins
my
was short on
comment came
pace.
from because Rohit
I
Sharma isn't
understand.
at his best, and
It's a beautiful
Rohit
delivery,
Sharma,
though.
it is beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm not saying the balls that KL Rahul defended were not good, but the Rohit Sharma is in a place of vulnerability right now,
Yes.
and he's susceptible to balls like this. So
Well, absolutely, but you've got to deliver it as a bowler. You can't be complacent because the opposition batsman is not at his best. So, oh, I can relax and bowl anything and get him out. No, you still got to be on it and get him out early. And Cummins was on it.
fair enough, fair
Cummins
enough.
was aggressive. I saw it in his celebrations in this test match. He was fired up, and you know, the guys had a lot of time between the test matches to reflect. They've come good. They've
So,
come good.
from an Australian point of view, and I know you'll ask this question to me from an Indian point of view, so I'm asking it first. From an Australian point of view, going into Gabba, what changes do you see? What plans do you see? And what kind of approach do you see from the Australian team?
If Hazelwood's fit, he'll come back in. That's what I think. I know Boland's been good in this test match, but Hazelwood is Hazelwood. If he's fit, he comes back in, and no other changes, I don't think. Everything else will remain the same, barring injuries. I think the approach will be yeah, pretty similar. I mean, this series, we can see Nash, the first 25, 30 overs is bloody critical. Very, very important. You get through that period, you can cash in against the older ball. India did it in Perth. We did it here in Adelaide. No surprises. Both the two teams won the test matches. The teams that batted better against the new ball went on and won. So that's going to be the key for us. Do well again, you know, and Gabba, that's a crucial test. Now, we've won this game, but definitely not getting ahead of myself personally because I know what India do in Australia. I know how they bounce back. I know how difficult they make it for us. We're going to have to be at our best at the Gabba. What about you? What changes would you
Well,
like
if
to see, and what
straight away,
changes do you think will happen?
if you bat first, get 300. I think having 300 runs on the board and with Bumrah in the attack, it changes the psyche of the Australian batters massively. Like, I'll ask you this. If you see India bat first, get 300 by end of first day's play, that gets you nervous, doesn't it, as a batter, because this
Of course.
as an Australian fan, because this Australian lineup is susceptible as well, is very weak at the moment, and you can really cash in if you score 300. So the message to
There are
the
vulnerabilities.
So there are the you know the top six has to, one of them has to go and get a big 100. There's it's not a, it's not out of the question. It's not even an argument. It's not a debate. One of the top six has to get a big 100, and it has to come.
Shubman Gill could be that player, because he
He
looked so
can
good in
be.
both innings. Got a great ball in the second innings, to be fair, but 20s and 30s are not going to win you test matches.
Yes, and the pitch in Gabba will suit him. We saw in the last series back in 21 as well. He played a wonderful
Yeah, it'd be
91 in
fascinating
that
to see what
Gabba
that
test.
Gabba pitch will
He
offer.
likes the
I
ball
expect.
coming onto the bat, and especially with Stark and Pat Cummins as well. The pace will help him as well. So I think it's going to be really key how India start again. I can see Rohit Sharma coming back to the top. Especially how it's gone in this test, I can see that change happening. It shouldn't. I'm not saying it should. It shouldn't, but I don't see any other way how Rohit Sharma sort of can fit into the team at any in any way. So that means again, KL Rahul has to move down. Gill should keep his number three. Kohli at number four. Pant at number five. Nitish Kumar Reddy has done absolutely nothing wrong. India needs him as that sort of fourth bowler to complement. I put out a tweet saying, if Nitish Kumar Reddy can keep this temperament with the bat and skill level, he has a long way to go in whites in red ball for India.
Yes,
He has
especially
to. He doesn't have to
overseas.
bowl like 145. He can bowl 130s, late 120s, and keep the runs in check. And as I say that, Nitish Kumar Reddy has been given the ball here. So look, and this would be a good time, sort of, to give him. And I appreciate this. So kudos to Rohit Sharma. This is a good, although 9 runs required, but it's good to see what he can
Oh,
do
I
with
was
the new ball.
surprised that Bumrah opened because, who know, you got to keep him on cotton cotton wool, I suppose. He's only 19 to get.
But as I was saying, I've rambled on, but Nitish Kumar Reddy is that genuine number seven option. Don't change his batting spot. He might not do the same job as he does at number seven. So keep him at number seven. I think Akashdeep will come back, who is sort of that nippy bowler, gets the ball to move sideways as
Yes,
well.
I was. He should play. He should
Yes.
play. Akashdeep will come in for Harshit Rana, I'm sure.
Yes, and I
And
think
do you
that's
think they'll
the
stick with
only
Ashwin or go back to Sundar?
look. I think for Gabba, they might go back to Sundar because he gives that, or even Jadeja perhaps. Because going on last test in Perth, Sundar and Jadeja kind
Could go
of,
to Sundar
yeah,
because
did
the bounce at the Gabba with the
exactly,
overspin.
exactly.
So they
But
could go with him there.
So
Anyway.
I think the only change that I can see is Rohit coming back to open and Harshit Rana going out and Akashdeep coming back in. So but good test from Australia. Good, good way to level the series. Good way to set up the series going into Gabba, Boxing Day and Sydney, because those three are going to be absolutely box office test matches.
Yes, the next game is absolutely crucial, isn't it? We can't lose again because then we've got to win the last two to take back the series. We'll go through a couple of very quick questions before we wrap up. The first one here from Rahul Kotriwala. Rohit can't bat in test. He can't captain. What's his future? I know we were discussing this yesterday. Look, his captaincy for me is way under par. It's a big positive for Australia, in my opinion. His captaincy, that might sound harsh, but he's so reactive, keeps keeps things on the defensive too much. He'll play the next game, probably go up to open as you said, but he has to deliver in the rest of these three tests. Otherwise, India probably look at a different option.
And my heart is sensing a retirement at the end of the series. I don't know which side. I'm sensing both sides. Maybe some, if I have to put out names, maybe someone like a Khawaja, could be in there. Rohit Sharma, possibly Kohli, but I don't want, my heart says no. But I think it all depends and all hinges on where India qualify and Australia qualifies for that World Test Championship as well.
Yes, a lot of cricket to be played until then. We'll see.
And
Another question from
an
this.
Australian man is, sorry, an Australian management might convince Khawaja otherwise because he's a great player of spin and they are going to Sri Lanka in a couple of months.
Yes, we'll need him there. Mr. WWE Worldlife underscore WWE says, given how teams other than Australia don't play pink ball test each year, how tough is it to adjust to conditions, change your playing style? Oh, yeah, it is. It's challenging, particularly under lights. But India will be very disappointed with how the first day went. They got the better of the conditions and were completely outplayed. That's what I say to that. You had the
And
better conditions.
it is difficult to adjust so quickly, but remind you know you have to remind yourself India was 69 for one on first day, and then they were
Correct.
like 80 for four. So
And you bowl it under lights and you bowl too many
exactly,
leaf balls and
exactly.
yeah,
So
absolutely.
there's no excuses from India's side. You know they let themselves down like Australia did in the first test. So yeah, it's going to be really key how they come back from this, and yeah, I think
Yep.
that's the win for Australia. I think one run needed, but yeah.
One run, McSweeney with a nice cut shot. Couple of nice shots from McSweeney. He's had a good game. I think for him to bat through that first night, that's a big tick for him. Last question we'll go through here from Tony at Facts Journal 6. We always worry a lot about India's bowling without Jasprit Bumrah. But in this series, barring the second innings in Perth, the batters seem to be a concern. The form of the batters. Do you agree? And is it time for the veterans to give way to the youngsters?
I mean,
I
no.
wouldn't do it mid-series, would you?
Exactly. Not
We've
mid-series. You can't do
got
it
the same.
mid-series.
We've got a couple of similar issues, don't we, Australia as well with that. But
I
I
mean,
don't
you
think there'll
can't
be
do
major
mid-series
changes in the
because
series. Yeah.
you need people like Virat Kohli on the ground. You know when things get tough, and he's you know people can doubt whatever and say whatever they want, but he still got 100 in the second innings. No matter the situation, you still have to get the runs, and he got it.
Still have to get the
So
runs, but for him to be truly back, he's got to do it when the game is on the line. That's my opinion. When the
but
game is there,
I could say the same about Pat Cummins, isn't it? Like he got a fiver, but for him to be
but
truly
Nash,
back, he had to do it last test
first
match
innings,
when
the
the
first innings.
things were tough.
Listen, I agree with you, but if you don't get Rishabh Pant out early in the first innings, you know very well what he can do.
Yeah,
He can
fair enough.
turn
Fair
five
enough.
for 100 into 250, 300, and we're in trouble. You got it. And he got him with a great ball. Cummins has bowled well.
Yep.
So, yeah,
And that's what I'm saying.
he
Virat
deserves more
Kohli
credit than
played
that.
great shots. He played the sweep. He played the pull
I
shot. He
get it. I
played
get it.
a reverse
I
sweep.
understand. I understand. You're right.
I
But
just hate it. Sorry,
you can't catch the lead.
it's not actually it's not to do with India and Australia. It's to do with batter and bowler. There's different
I understand Nash, but Cummins did well
standards.
in the first innings, and then Kohli came in with 300 lead, and he played well. Don't get me wrong, but to say he's back was too premature. That's just my point.
And
To say that he was.
I hope he makes you eat your words in the last three tests, but
Oh look, if he comes good at the Gabba and scores crucial runs, I'll be the first to put my hand up and say well played. I love Virat as a player, amazing player. I'm not going to dig at him. I'm just saying for people to say he's back and he's back to his best.
how do
I
you
thought it was a bit
measure crucial
premature.
runs is my question, because
Yeah,
is
but Nash,
he can
but you're
do it
two
at
for three.
eight he sorry so he can do it at 8 for 2, and then he can do it 200 for two. You know, if he gets out at 200 for two, it's 200 for three, and then a
Yeah,
collapse
you're
ensues.
right. 100%, 100%. Yeah, you're right. You still got to score the runs, but is he back to his best is my question.
He will
I've seen
never.
Virat Kohli score.
I
I've
have
scored.
never
I've
said
seen
he's back to his
tough
best, or
runs.
he will never be back to what he did in 2016, 17,
I
18,
just saw
19,
some comments
2014.
saying that I agree with you. I just saw some comments that suggested that he was back, and I thought that was a bit premature. So I'm on the same
It's
viewpoint as you.
the thing I think what most people don't get is different players have different peaks in their careers.
Of
And
course, mate. We're
Virat
going through
Kohli
that
had a
ourselves.
massive peak from 2014 to 2020. Similarly, Joe Root has had a peak from 2020 onwards. He you know left a lot of runs out there before 2020, where he was getting out 60s and you know 70s, and right now for the last 4 years, that's Joe Root's peak. Similar
Of
to
course,
Steve
mate.
Smith as well.
Yes,
He's sort of lost
absolutely.
that aura in the last couple of years as well. So it's you have to understand that these players will never be back at their total best, because that's where sort of the 24-year-old Virat Kohli was so best. The
Agree.
question now is how Virat Kohli brings value to this team, and how the youngsters around him harbor his energy to be at their best, because someone like a Shubman Gill should be averaging 45 by now.
Yes,
And
I agree with
that's
that.
that's more of a worry for me that he's not,
Yeah.
and that's where my concern comes from.
He's still a player that worries me because he looked very good in this game. And if he gets his focus and his concentration right, he's got runs in him, Shubman Gill. He's too good a player to be averaging mid-30s, but it's just these lapses that he got a good ball in the second innings, but the first innings was a big lapse in focus, wasn't it? Getting out to the ball like that.
And last question for today from me, Mitch Marsh. Where do
Yes.
Australia stand on him?
They'll stick with him. I'm certain. I'm certain. If they're going to stick with him in this game, they're going to stick with him at the Gabba. He only bowled four overs in this game. Wasn't really needed. So no doubt they'll stick with him, mate.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Yeah, and hopefully he'll be able to bowl a little bit more if he's needed and bowl effectively. Because thankfully he wasn't required in this game. And please, if you don't nick it, don't walk.
Yep.
Bloody hell. Can't
Yep.
believe it.
Fair
But
enough.
anyway,
Fair enough.
didn't cost us in the end. We got the win. And very, very happy with that. We had to win that game. That was a must win in my eyes. And now we go one all to the Gabba, and the series is set up really nicely. And I can't wait. Thanks, Nash. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you.
Subscribe to the channel, Crick Blog TV, or you can catch us on Spotify and Apple as well, the Crick Blog podcast. We will preview the second test of the Gabba later this week. We look forward to it. And please follow us on at Crick Blog Pod on X and Instagram as well. We post a whole bunch of reels from these episodes. Go the mighty Australians, and hope they come back in the next test and win that one as well. Thanks,
Thank
Nash.
you.
Thanks,
Have
everyone.
a good day. See ya.